And take a moment to notice the contact that you're making with the floor this morning. Bring your awareness up to your shoulder blade and sense how the right shoulder blade and how the left shoulder blade is resting on the floor. Notice how your arms are resting along your sides. Sense how your mid-back and your lower back is resting. And observe how your pelvis is resting on the floor. Now bring your awareness back up to your head. And as we have done before, sense what part of the back of your head actually makes contact with the floor. And then bring your attention onto your nose and notice, is your nose tilted a little bit down towards your chin or a little bit up and back? Now bring your attention back to the back of your head and begin to slowly roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right, thinking about the movement happening from the back of your head rolling along the floor. Do you roll to one side easier than the other? How smooth is it to roll along the back of your head? Are there any places where it feels a little bumpy? And then return your head back to the center and rest for a moment. Now roll onto your right side, and lying on your right side, have your right arm straight out in front of you and place the left arm on top of your right arm, and have both of your knees bent up in a 90-degree position. And begin by just observing how you're breathing as you lie on your side. Now see if you can continue to pay attention to your breathing, have it somewhat in the background, as you begin to start raising your left arm gently away from your right arm. And start by only raising your left arm an inch or two away from the right arm, keeping your elbow and your shoulder and your palm all straight. As you lift your left arm, notice, where do you lift the arm from? Do you think of the movement coming from your hand? Or do you think of the movement coming from your shoulder? Are you still able to pay attention to your breathing? And pause for a moment and just rest on your right side. Again, notice how you're breathing as you're resting. Now this time, with your left arm still straight out in front of you on top of your right arm, begin to slide and lengthen your left arm forward. So your left arm begins to lengthen forward, sliding along the floor in front of you. And then you just bring it back to the starting position. And as you continue to slide and lengthen your left arm forward, notice what happens in your rib cage, in your spine. More times, notice if there's any involvement with your head. So does your head begin to roll slightly along the floor? Sense what part of your head is actually making contact with the floor and sliding along the floor. Pause again and continue to rest on your right side. Now begin again to slide your left arm forward and see, is there a way to do it without involving your rib cage? So is there a way to lengthen your left arm out in front of you without allowing the rib cage to roll forward? Think about what's happening with your shoulder blade, with your scapula. And can your scapula move away from your ribs to permit the left arm to slide forward? Let that go and roll onto your back and rest. Notice how your right side and your left side is now resting on the floor. Roll onto your right side again. Have your arms straight out in front of you so the left arm is resting on top of the right. Your knees are bent up in a 90-degree position. And this time, begin to start bringing your left arm backwards. Backwards in the sense as if you pulled it in towards you. That's it. You continue to keep the left arm straight, so the elbow continues to be straight with the shoulder and your wrist, and you think of pulling your arm backward. So what needs to happen in the left shoulder blade? Can you begin to feel how the shoulder blade glides backwards along the rib cage, coming towards your spine to pull the left arm back? That's it. Now, as you continue to do that movement, begin to combine the last two movements. So you slide your left arm forward, lengthening it away from you, and then you're pulling it back towards you. Again, the arm remains straight, and you feel what needs to happen with your left shoulder blade, how it lengthens away from the spine and then it pulls back towards your spine. Sense how you're breathing as you continue to do the movement. And let that go, roll onto your back and rest. And sense now how your left shoulder blade is resting on the floor. Roll once again onto your right side. Arms are straight out in front of you, knees are bent in a 90-degree angle. So you're on your right side. And continue with your left arm to lengthen it forward and at the same time begin to lift the left hand away from the right. So you're combining lengthening and lifting. That's it. And look for the specific timing that's involved when you start lifting the left hand away from the right as you lengthen it forward. And also pay attention to how you lower your left arm back down to the floor. Many times we pay attention to the initial part of the action, and then we just drop the arm back down. So pay as much attention to lowering the arm back down as you do to lifting it. That's it. Sense what happens in your shoulder joint to lengthen and lift the left arm. Pause and rest for a moment, lying on your right side. Now this time, begin to combine the movements of sliding your arm back towards you, moving the scapula backwards towards your spine, and at the same time beginning to lift the left hand away from the right. Find out how you can combine these two directions of sliding the arm back and lifting it. Notice if you start to lift your arm first or do the movement of sliding the shoulder blade back first. Try the movement by sliding the shoulder blade back first and see if that makes it easier for your arm to lift. That's it. And pause again, resting on your right side for a moment. Now return to the last movement we just did, which is to start to lift the left arm away from the right as you take the shoulder blade backwards. And see how high you can begin to start lifting your left arm away from the floor. If you continue to think of the shoulder blade going backwards, does it make it easier for the left hand to lift up? Perhaps you can begin to imagine that the left hand and your left shoulder blade are like a teeter-totter. And as you lower the left shoulder blade back towards the floor behind you, you start to lift the fingertips in your left palm away from the floor. That's it. And make sure the next time that you do the movement that you really sense your shoulder blade is sliding backwards. For some of you, you're keeping the shoulder blade forward on the ribs, and you're actually turning your torso more. So your torso is connected to the shoulder blade. That's it. And slowly let that go, roll onto your back and rest for a moment. Sense how your left arm is resting along your side, how the left shoulder blade is resting compared to the right. Roll onto your right side again. And once you're lying on your right side, bring your left hand up to rest on top of your head. Your left hand should rest on top of your head. And we'll say your left elbow is pointing forward in front of you. That's it. And now as you continue to just support your left hand on your head, begin to start lifting your left elbow away from the floor and direct it up towards the ceiling, feeling how at the same time your face begins to roll and look up towards the ceiling because your left hand is connected to your head. Think of your left elbow and your nose moving at the same pace and the same rate, going from pointing straight in front of you to directing themselves towards the ceiling and then coming back down in front of you. That's it. It's as if your elbow and your nose were lined up together, somehow connected on the same plane. Notice how you're breathing as you continue to do the movement. And now see what it's like as you continue to do the movement and hold your breath. How does holding your breath affect the movement? And then allow yourself to breathe comfortably. Let that go and roll once again onto your back to rest. Roll onto your right side again. Have your left arm straight out in front of you. And imagine that you're holding a stick from your left thumb to your nose. So you're like balancing a stick with your left thumb and holding it from your left thumb to your nose. And you're going to start to lift your left arm. And as you lift your left arm, you maintain this stick, holding it between your nose and your left thumb as you start to lift your left arm towards the ceiling. So that means that your head needs to be turning and rolling at the same pace as you begin to lift your arm for you to be able to maintain holding this stick in between your left thumb and your nose. And sense what part of yourself determines when you stop. Is it something in your neck or your head? Or is it something in regards to how far you feel like you can lift your arm? As you continue to start directing your left arm even behind you, notice how your face continues to follow the movement. So you continuously hold that stick. Stop wherever you need to so that you don't drop the stick. You're able to maintain the stick the whole time that you're raising your arm and bringing it behind you, and the whole time that you begin to bring the arm forward again to rest on the floor. Pause for a moment and just rest on your right side. And now this time, just begin to lift the left arm away from the floor and just feel what the movement is like with lifting the left arm. Is it any different than it was in the beginning? Does it feel lighter or heavier? Is the movement easier? And once again, pause and rest on your right side. Now, for this next movement, you're going to keep your head positioned forward. So your nose is directed in front of you. And you're going to begin to lift your left arm up towards the ceiling, and you begin to follow the movement just with your eye. So your left eye is going to track the movement of the raising of your left arm, but your head stays directed forward. And you stop the movement with your left arm when you no longer can track the movement. And just notice where that's at. And then you lower the arm back down in front of you. Again, just the left eye is tracking the movement of your left hand and arm. That's it. Now, this next time, allow both of your eyes to follow the movement of your left arm, but you continue to keep your face directed forward. Notice, is there a difference by both eyes tracking the left arm? Is the movement less or more than when just the left eye is following the left arm? Now, this next time, you continue to follow your left arm with both eyes, and when you get to the end of the visual field, begin to allow your head to participate so that your eyes continue to follow the movement of your hand. And then see how far you can continue to follow the left arm. So again, you start the movement with just the eyes following the left hand, lifting. And when you get to the end of the visual field, you then begin to let your head participate and follow the movement. And let that go, roll onto your back and rest. Sense how your left side and right side are resting on the floor. Roll once again onto your right side. This time begin to start lifting the left arm away from you and see how far you can begin to bring it behind you, following the movement with your head and your eyes. And as soon as the left arm rests on the floor behind you, allow the legs to roll over and straighten so that you're actually lying on your back. That's it. So it's almost like bringing the left arm behind you guides you to resting on your back. So your legs become long and straight. And then when you start to bring the left arm over to the right, your knees draw up and you begin to roll back onto your right side. That's it. So look for the timing of when you start to bring the left arm behind you, that you may want to start lengthening the legs. That's it. And rest on your back. And then you bring the left arm across yourself, over to the right, pulling your legs back up to lie onto your right side. And then this next time, when you go from your side onto your back, just continue to lie on your back and rest. Now one more time, roll onto your right side. Have your left arm straight out in front of you and your knees are bent up in a 90 degree angle. And this time begin to start taking your left arm in an upward direction up towards the top of your head instead of raising the arm towards the ceiling. As if you're making a quarter amount of the circle and then you slide the left arm back in front of you. Now continue to start making a half circle around you so that you slide the left arm up and around your head. And as you begin to bring the left arm again behind yourself, you roll onto your back to rest onto your back. And then you initiate the movement of sliding the left arm up towards the top of your head, bringing yourself back onto your side, and bringing the left arm straight out in front of you again. So you're directing the left arm over the top of your head, and as it comes behind your head, you start to roll onto your back. And then you bring the left arm up over the top of your head, along the mat, so you're sliding your arm along the mat, and roll over to your right side again. That's it. That's it. And then this next time, roll onto your back and rest. As you're resting, sense the contact that you're making now with your left thigh. How is the left shoulder blade resting on the floor? The left side of your rib cage? The left side of your pelvis? How do you sense the length of your left leg? Bring your awareness to the back of your head, sensing what part of the back of your head actually rests on the mat, and begin to roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right, thinking of the movement coming from the back of your head. You're rolling the back of your head along the floor. Sense if the movement is easier or smoother, rolling it to the left or to the right. Return your head back to the center and pause and rest for a moment. Now please roll onto your left side. Have your left arm straight out in front of you, your knees are bent up in a 90-degree angle, and your right arm rests on top of your left arm. And begin by just, first of all, visualizing the movement of starting to lift your right arm away from your left. And you just visualize the movement in your mind. See in your mind as you lift the right arm, what begins to happen with your right shoulder blade, how it begins to slide back towards your spine. And now begin to actually carry out the movement of starting to lift your right arm away from the floor. Sensing and feeling how the right shoulder blade begins to slide back towards your spine. Pause for a moment. Just rest there on your left side. Now begin to visualize sliding your right arm forward along the floor. Just visualize the movement first. Visualize how the right shoulder blade would begin to come forward, moving itself away from the rib cage and spine. And then see yourself also beginning to pull back the right arm, which allows the right shoulder blade to slide backwards again. And now begin to actually slide the right arm forward along the floor and slide it back. When you slide the right arm back, again the elbow and the hand and the shoulder blade all stay lined up, and you pull your hand in towards you, by the right shoulder blade moving backwards. Notice if it's easier for you to lengthen your right arm straight out in front of you or to actually pull it back. Which feels easier? Now this next time, continue to slide your arm forward and begin to lift it away from the floor. So you start to combine sliding the right arm forward and lifting it. Your arm stays straight out in front of you. It's not coming down by your knees or up towards your head. It's straight out in front of you. So the arm slides forward and lifts. That's it. Pause for a moment. And now begin to slide the right arm back towards yourself as you begin to lift the right arm. That's it. And now can you combine those two movements so that you slide your right arm both forward and lift it, and slide it back and then lift it? Notice what's happening in your right shoulder joint, what happens with the right scapula. And let that go and roll onto your back and rest for a moment. Roll onto your left side again. Both arms are straight out in front of you and your knees are bent up into a 90-degree angle. And begin by just imagining that you're holding a stick from your right thumb to the tip of your nose. And as you continue to hold this stick, you see in your imagination how you begin to raise your right arm up towards the ceiling, and how your face begins to turn also towards the ceiling. See how you need to move your arm and your head simultaneously so you're able to maintain holding the stick from your right thumb to your nose. Now begin to actually carry out the movement. Start to raise your right arm away from your left up towards the ceiling, making sure that you keep that stick held between your right thumb and your nose. And then you begin to lower the arm back down to the floor with the same kind of attention. Can you also begin to sense how you're breathing? And how does the intention of maintaining this stick affect your breathing? And pause and rest for a moment on your left side. Now begin to imagine that you start to lift your right arm away from you. And as you do so, with just your right eye, you begin to follow the movement. And again, just do this first in your imagination, seeing how just your right eye would begin to follow the lifting of your right arm. And you lower the arm when you hit the end of the visual field. And now go ahead and begin to do the movement of raising your right arm, having just the right eye track the movement, only going as far as you can with your visual field, and then lowering your right arm back down to the floor, following your right arm with the same amount of consideration as you do when you lift the arm. Now continue the movement of raising your right arm and begin to follow the lifting of the arm with both of your eyes. And again, really notice when you hit the end of your visual field. Your face remains forward. So if you're bringing your arm behind you, you're probably allowing your head to move. So your face stays forward and just the eyes are tracking your right arm. That's it. Now this next time when you come to the end of your visual field, you begin then to allow your head to participate so you can continue to follow the movement of your right arm. That's it. And then let that go and roll onto your back and rest. Roll once again onto your left side. Your arms are straight out in front of you. And continue this idea of beginning to raise your right arm up towards the ceiling and bring it behind you, allowing your eyes and your head to follow the movement. And as your right arm begins to approach the floor behind you, allow yourself to actually lengthen your legs and roll onto your back to rest. That's nice. And then as you begin to raise your right arm up towards the ceiling, you begin to pull your knees up and start to roll back over onto your left side. That's it. Now, this next time that you bring yourself over to your left side, begin to direct your right arm up towards the top of your head on the floor, bringing the arm around yourself by the top of your head, and continue this idea of rolling onto your back. That's it. And then you bring your right arm over the top of your head. Your knees begin to bend, and you roll back over onto your left side. Just feel how easy and effortless it is to roll now from your back to your side and back onto your back again. And the next time that you come onto your back, stay onto your back and rest. Sense how you're making contact now with the floor, how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor and your upper back, how your mid-back and lower back is resting, and how your pelvis is resting on the floor.